الحمد لله والسلام على نبينا محمد. أما بعد, continue reading from the paper which is entitled منهج السلف الصالح في إثبات الصفات, the methodology of the pious predecessors in affirming the attributes, the collection of different benefits from different sources from the scholars of the Sunnah. From the scholars of the Sunnah on page 11, and the page has been updated and available again in the channel and Telegram. A brief from page 11. قال الشيخ عبد المحسن حفظه الله في شرحه على مقدمة ابن أبي زيد القيرواني. الشيخ عبد المحسن حفظه الله تعالى, he said in his explanation of the مقدمة of ابن أبي زيد القيرواني rahimahullah ta'ala, that in the year 386, he's known as Malik al-Saghir, the small Malik, and the small Imam Malik. He was in Andalus, in Qayrawan, which is now in Tunis, right? Qayrawan is now in the area of Tunis, and Allah knows best. So he was from here. He's known as Malik al-Saghir, the small Malik, and the Imam Malik. He's a great scholar of the Sunnah, and particularly of the Madhab al-Maliki. So in the explanation of this by our Sheikh, Sheikh Abdul Muhsin al-Abad, Hafidhahu Allah Ta'ala, he has a number of benefits in the introduction. And from that, he's mentioning some aspects of how this Ummah is on the moderate course. وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا. So he says, حفظه الله. وكما أن هذه الأمة وسط بين الأمم, فإن أهل السنة والجماعة وسط بين فرق هذه الأمة. فهم, just as this Ummah is a middle nation amongst the nations, and in the moderate, the middle course, the best amongst all nations, أهل السنة والجماعة are a middle path among the deviant sects, or among the sects of this Ummah, among the sects of this Ummah, and in the Jews and the Christians and the rest of the deviant nations, they go away in transgression and violation of the rights and negligence and the likes like this. And Ahlul Sunnah is in the middle, taking the middle course, the upright, straight path in all affairs, contrary to the Jews and contrary to the Christians and those upon those deviant ways. And just as this Ummah is the middle and moderate, is on the middle and moderate course with regards to the rest of the nations, likewise, Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah from this Ummah, they're on the middle path and the middle course with regards to the sects that ascribe to Al-Islam, the deviant sects that ascribe to Al-Islam. You will find that those sects, they either have Al-Ifraq or Al-Tafriq. They have great extremism, or they have negligence, and they go astray in this manner. And it is well known, خَيْرُ الْأُمُورِ أَوْسَاطُهَا, that تَفْرِيطُهَا وَلَا إِفْرَاطُهَا, the best of the affairs are those that are moderate in the middle, not going to extremism, nor being negligent. So the Ummah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the moderate path, upright from the rest of the nations, and Ahl Sunnah from this Ummah is on the moderate path, upright from the rest of the sects that ascribe to Al-Islam. He said, فَهُمْ, so therefore they are, and he's mentioning points. أَوَّلًا, firstly, وسط في صفات الله بين المعطلة والمشبهة. وسط في صفات الله بين المعطلة والمشبهة. Firstly, they are in the middle path regarding the attributes of Allah between the معطلة, those who negate and deny the attributes, and the مشبهة, those who resemble them to the creation. So these are two extremes of deviation with regards to understanding the beautiful names and the lofty attributes of perfection of our Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are those who go to extremes and resemble Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the creation, waliyadu billah, and others, they go to the opposite extreme and they deny the attributes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as for Ahlul Sunnah, they're in the moderate path, on the moderate course. So it says, hafidhuhullah, فَإِنَّ الْمُشَبِّهَ أَثْبَتُوا وَلَكِنَّهُمْ شَبَّهُوا وَمَثَّلُوا وَلَكِنَّهُمْ شَبَّهُوا وَمَثَّلُوا وَقَالُوا لِلَّهِ يَدٌ كَأَيْدِينَا وَوَجْهٌ كَوُجُوهِنَا وَوَجْهٌ كَوُجُوهِنَا وَهَكَذَا تَعَالَى اللَّهُ عَمَّا يَقُولُونَ عُلُوًّا كَبِيرًا تَعَالَى اللَّهُ عَمَّا يَقُولُونَ عُلُوًّا كَبِيرًا. So for the Mushabbiha, they affirmed the attributes, but they liken them and compare them, and to the creation. They affirm them, but they liken them and compare them to the creation, saying Allah has a hand like our hands, and a face like our faces, and so on. And high is Allah above what they say, exalted greatly. وَأَمَّا الْمُعَطِّلَةَ فَإِنَّهُمْ تَصَوَّرُوا أَنَّ الْإِثْبَاتَ يَسْتَلْزِمُ التَّشْبِيهِ فَفَرُّوا مِنَّ الْإِثْبَاتِ إِلَى التَّعْطِيلِ تَنْزِيهًا لِلَّهِ عَنْ مُشَابَهَةِ الْمَخْلُوقِينَ بِزَعْمِهِمْ. As for the Mu'attila, those who deny and negate the attributes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then in their minds they imagine that affirming the attributes necessitates likening Allah to the creation. This is why they deny the attributes, because they cannot understand these attributes except as they see them in the creation. And they believe that to affirm these attributes for Allah is likening Him to the creation. So they imagine that affirming the attributes necessitates likening Allah to the creation. So they fled from affirmation to negation, claiming thereby to declare Allah transcendent, yani free of a peer or any resemblance to the creation. So they claim above resembling the creation. لكن عاد أمرهم إلى أن وقعوا في تشبيه أسوأ وهو التشبيه بالمعدومات فإنه لا يتصور وجود ذات مجردة فإنه لا يتصور وجود ذات مجردة من جميع الصفات. He says, but their end result was that they fell into even a worse form of comparison. That they fell into tashbih aswa. They fell into tashbih al aswa, any worst form of comparison, likening Allah to non-existent things, likening Allah to non-existent things. For it is inconceivable that a being could exist entirely devoid of all attributes. It's not possible for something to be alive and in existence, and it has absolutely no attributes. Even the attribute of life is an attribute. Even the description of life is an attribute. So this is something that cannot be perceived, that there is something in existence that has absolutely no attributes. So he says, حفظه الله, وَأَمَّا أَهْلُ السُّنَّةِ وَالْجَمَعَةِ فَإِنَّهُمْ تَوَسَّطُوا بَيْنَ هَؤُلَاءِ وَهَؤُلَاءِ وَأَثْبَتُوا بِلَا تَشْبِيهِ وَنَزَّهُ بِلَا تَعْطِيلِ كَمَا قَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٌ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ فَأَثْبَتُوا لِلَّهِ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرَ كَمَا أَثْبَتَ اللَّهُ ذَلِكَ لِنَفْسِهِ فَلَمْ يُعَطِّلُوا وَمَعَ إِثْبَاتِهِمْ نَزَّهُ وَلَمْ يُشَبِّهُ. But as for Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they took a middle course between these and those, between the Mushabbiha and the Mu'attila. And they affirmed without likening, and declared Allah free from imperfection, and declared Allah free from imperfection without denial. They affirmed the attributes without likening them to the creation. And they declared Allah free from imperfection, deficiency or shortcoming without denying the attributes. As Allah the Almighty said, there is nothing like unto Him, and He is the All-Hearer, the All-Seer. Thus they affirmed hearing and sight for Allah as He affirmed for Himself. They did not negate them, and with their affirmation they also declared Him transcendent, any high and lofty, free of having a resemblance or shortcoming or weakness, without likening Him to the creation. So this is what we have taken before. The methodology of Ahl Sunnah in affirming these attributes is that they affirm them ithbat al ithbatu bila bila al ithbatu bila tashbih wa al tanzihu bila ta'til bila ta'til al ithbatu bila tashbih wa al tanzihu bila ta'til. So we affirm the attributes for Allah Azza wa Jalla, but we do not liken them to the creation whatsoever. And we free Allah from any shortcoming, deficiency, or weakness, or any defect, or having any resemblance or comparison to anything in the creation without denying the attributes. So this is the moderate course. There are those who affirm the attributes, but in doing that, they resemble them to the creation. And then there are those who wanted initially to flee from resembling Allah to the creation. So their misunderstanding led them denying the attributes. Led them denying the attributes. These are the extremes here. As for Ahlul Sunnah, لهم الإثبات بلا تشبيه والتنزيه بلا تعطيل. بلا تعطيل. الإثبات is to affirm. بلا تشبيه, without likening or resembling Allah to the creation. والتنزيه, التنزيه يعني is to free Allah. Is to free Allah from any weakness or shortcoming or any resemblance to the creation, to glorify Him. التنزيه is like a تسبيح, to say سبحان الله. سبحان الله, كلمة التنزيه. كلمة التنزيه. When you say سبحان الله, what does that mean? You glorify Allah. Meaning Allah is glorified, high and lofty, far free from having any deficiency or weakness, far free from having any shortcoming or fault, far free from having any resemblance or comparison to anything in the creation. Subhanallah. That's what that word means. Karimatu al-tanzih. This is to glorify Allah. What does it mean to glorify Allah? To free Him from any weakness or shortcoming or comparison to anything in the creation. You understand? So we make tanzih. But when we free Him from weakness and shortcoming, and we free Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, from having a resemblance to anything in the creation, we do that in a manner without denying the attributes that Allah affirmed for, that Allah affirmed for Himself, or that His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam affirmed for Him. And this is the modern course. وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ وَلِيَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ عَلَيْكُمْ شَهِيدًا. So this is the modern course, that the Ummah of Muhammad is upon sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in every affair, specifically here with regards to affirming the attributes of Allah azza wa jalla. As for those who deviate, they deviate in two extremes. Some that affirm the attributes and wind up likening them to the creation, and others flee from likening them to the creation and they wind up denying them absolute. Either directly or indirectly. Either directly, they will deny them, and that's the worst of them. The believer truly will almost never do that, and except with great deviation in his heart, the other way that they deny the attributes is by making ta'wil. By making ta'wil, tahrif, by misinterpreting the attributes and taking them away from their current meanings and saying that they mean something else and not what is apparent and clearly understood from the Arabic language. So he says again, wa ahlus sunnah indahum al-ithbatu wa tanzih. Indahum al-ithbatu wa tanzih. Fajama'u bayna al-husnayin. Do we read the top part? فالمشبهة عندهم الإثبات والتشبيه والمعطلة عندهم التعطيل والتنزيه. With the mushabbiha, those who resemble Allah to the creation, they have affirmation, but it's coupled with likening Allah to the creation. And the mu'attila, those who deny the attributes, they have negation, and in negating any resemblance, but they do that with the claim of freeing Allah. They have negation, meaning denying the attributes, with the claim of freeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from any weakness, deficiency, or any comparison or resemblance to the creation. So they deviate in this manner. وَأَهْلُ السُّنَّةِ عِنْدَهُمُ الْإِثْبَاتُ وَالتَّنْزِيهِ فَجَمَعُوا بَيْنَ الْحُسْنَيَيْنِ الْإِثْبَاتُ وَالتَّنْزِيهِ وَسَلِمُوا مِنْ الْإِسَاءَتَيْنِ التَّشْبِيهُ وَالتَّعْطِيلِ. But with Ahlul Sunnah, affirmation is coupled with transcendence, and deeming Allah free from any deficiency, weakness, or shortcoming, and any resemblance to the creation whatsoever. Thus, they combine the two praiseworthy traits, the two praiseworthy matters, and that is affirmation and transcendence. What does transcendence mean? At-tanzih, at-tasbih, to free Allah, and glorify Him high above having any weakness, shortcoming, or deficiency, and to glorify Allah, and to praise Him high above having any resemblance or comparison to anything in the creation. This is what it means. So Ahl Sunnah, they gather between Al-Husnayin, Al-Ithbat, Ha-Wat-Tanzih. They affirmed, and at the same time, they glorify Allah from having a resemblance to the creation or any weakness. Wallah. And so they were safe from the two evils in this manner, which are Al-Tashbih wa Al-Ta'thil. These are two evils that's not allowed to do. This is from Al-Ilhad bi asma'illahi al-husna, as we have seen in the previous class, deviating in a great manner with regards to the beautiful names and lofty attributes of perfection, a perfection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to resemble them to the creation or to deny them altogether. To resemble them to the creation or to deny them altogether. وَلِيَذِ بِاللَّهِ. So he says, حَفِظَهُ اللَّهِ وَالْمُعَطِّلَ يَصِفُونَ أَهْلَ السُّنَّةِ زُورًا أَنَّهُمْ مُشَبِّهَا لِأَنَّهُمْ لَمْ يَتَصَوَّرُوا إِثْبَاتًا إِلَّا مَعْ تَشْبِيهِ. وأهل السنة يصفون المعطلة بأنهم نافون للمعبود، نافون للمعبود. The معطلة wrongfully describe أهل السنة as مشبهة، as مشبهة because they cannot conceive of affirmation except along with likening. They cannot conceive affirmation except along with likening. You understand that? Whenever they think of knowledge, they can only perceive and understand the knowledge that they know. Whenever they think of a hand, they can only think of the hand of the human being that they have, that they know. Whenever they think of a face, they can only think of a face that they see and that they know. So their mind automatically goes to that. Whenever they see that Allah said He has a face, they think of their face. And they flee from resembling Allah to the creation. So they're right in that initially. But then their misunderstanding leads them to deny. Leads them to deny the attribute. Do you understand? No, Allah, He doesn't have a face. Oh, I have like my face. No, Allah, He doesn't have a face. No, that's right. Allah, He doesn't have a face like your face. But He has a face and a manner befitting His majesty. Dhul jalali wal ikram. Dhul jalali wal ikram. You understand that? So this is what Allah affirmed for Himself. And again, the evidence for this is the verse that has been repeated time after time. Laysa kamithlihi shay'un wa huwa as-sami'ul basir. There's nothing like unto Him, resembling Him in any manner, and He is the all-hearing, the all-seeing. So here we have the same issue here. We have negation and affirmation. We have negation and affirmation. We have tanzih, and we have isbat. And this is the principle that we're talking about. Ahl al-Sunnah, what did they come with? Al-isbatu bila tamthil, bila tashbih. And they have tanzih bila ta'til. And this is what is found in this verse here. ليس كمثله شيء. What's that? That's تنزيه. تنزيه. That's تنزيه. This is freeing Allah from having any resemblance or comparison in any manner. So there's no comparison to Allah in any manner. What's the proof? ليس كمثله شيء. لم يكن له كفوا أحد. هل تعلم له سمية. Right? There's nothing comparable to Him whatsoever. وهو السميع البصير. And He is the all-hearing and the all seeing, and He's all hearing and all seeing. So what is that? That's ifbat. So Allah Himself, describing Himself, Tabaraka wa ta'ala, has gathered between affirmation and tanzih, that He affirmed for Himself hearing and seeing, but He had negated and freed Himself from having any resemblance to the creation. This is the methodology that we move upon. And this is the methodology that we move upon with all of the attributes. And here, Allah, He didn't mention لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٌ وَهُوَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ, for example. Or هُوَ الرَّؤُوفُ الرَّحِيمُ, for He didn't mention any other attributes, the attributes that He mentioned, the names that He mentioned, including the attributes of hearing and seeing. And if you ponder, barakallahu feekum, the majority of living beings that have life, they have the ability to hear and see. They have the ability, humans, cats, fish, birds, insects, any name it. These creations from the creation of Allah, they have the ability to hear and see. Cats do not hear and see like birds hear and see. And birds do not hear and see like fish hear and see. And fish do not hear and see like ants hear and see. And ants hear and see do not hear like we hear and see. But they all hear and see. And whenever you ascribe the hearing or the seeing to a fish, it's suitable for the fish. And whenever you ascribe the hearing and seeing to a bird, it's suitable for a bird. And whenever you ascribe the hearing and seeing to a cat, it's suitable for a cat. لأن الإضافة تقتضي التخصيص. Because whenever you use the إضافة, you make an ascription, يعني a possession like this, the cat's hearing. It's not any hearing now. We're not hearing what that means when you say a cat's hearing, a bird's hearing, a man's hearing, a boy's hearing, an old man's hearing. This is all different, but it's all about hearing. But whenever you ascribe it to an old man, it's different whenever you ascribe it to a young man. Whenever you ascribe it to a young man, it's different than when you ascribe it to a fish in the sea. But it's all hearing. But the hearing is not the same. If you can understand this in the creation, then it's clear to see that the Creator who provided the hearing and seeing for the creation, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٌ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. There's nothing like unto Him, and He is the all-hearing and the all-seeing. So He hears and sees likewise. تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى. But not like fish, not like birds, not like ants, not like humans, not like anything in the creation. Not like anything in the creation. You understand that? إِثْبَاتٌ بِلَا تَمْثِيلٌ أو بِلَا تَشْبِيهٌ. And, تَنْزِيهٌ بِلَا تَعْطِيلٌ. This is how this is derived from this verse here. and other evidences likewise. So the path is clear. Alhamdulillah. So the Mu'attila wrongfully describe Ahlul Sunnah as Mushabbiha because they cannot conceive of affirmation except along with likening. But Ahlul Sunnah describe the Mu'attila as deniers, yani deniers of the attributes, of deniers of the very existence of the one worshipped. And in the end, their methodology, their creed, their understanding leads them to deny the existence of Allah Azza wa Jal. Leads them to deny the existence of Allah Azza wa Jal. He hears without hearing and sees without seeing. Right? Subhanallah. And they say he's not up, he's not down. He's not left, he's not right. He's not in the creation, not outside of the creation. Then he doesn't exist. Then he doesn't exist. So the end result is that there's no Lord above the heavens that is prostrated before, or that is surrendered in worship and servitude and devotion. There's nothing there because he's not up, he's not down, he's not left, he's not right, he's not inside, he's not outside. Subhanallah. Well, subhanallah. And then all of this is from their intellect and their mind and their philosophy and the likes like this that has deviated them in a great manner whenever they turned away from the authentic and clear text of the Quran and the Sunnah and the understanding of the first three generations of the Sunnah. So we continue reading. The Shaykh mentions now, Qala ibn Abd al-Barr. Qala ibn Abd al-Barr fi al-Tamhid. Ibn Abd al-Barr, rahimahullah, he died in the year 463 from the great scholars of the Maliki Madhab and from the great scholars of Hadith likewise. He said, rahimahullah, wa amma ahlul bid'a wal jahmiya wal mu'tazila kulluha wal khawarij fa kulluhum yunkiruha wa la yahmiru shay'an minha ala al-haqiqa wa la yahmiruna shay'an minha ala الحقيقة ويزعمون أن من أقر بها مشبه وهم عند من أثبتها نافون للمعبود. Ibn Abd al-Barr, he said in the Tamhid, as for the people of innovation, the Jahmiyyah, the Mu'tazila, and all of their factions, and the Khawarij, all of them deny the attributes, and they do not take any of them upon their true reality. What do they say? بالمجاز. يقولون بالمجاز. Majaz means figuratively speaking. Allah, he has hands figuratively speaking. What does that mean? He doesn't have hands. Allah has a face, figuratively speaking. What does that mean? Allah, he doesn't have a face. That's, you see, they're denying the attributes. They deny the attribute. They claim that whoever affirms them is a mushabbih. They claim that whoever affirms that Allah has a face, that Allah has a hand, that Allah has hearing and the likes, he's resembling Allah to the creation. But to those who affirm them, such deniers are in fact nullifying the very one worshipped and in denying the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَنَقَلَهُ عَنْهُ الذَّهَبِ فِي الْعُلُوِ. And الذَّهَبِ, he transmitted this statement here in his work Al-Ulu. We talked about that in our previous class. And there was it's a large work about the attributes specifically of Al-Ulu and affirming the attributes for Allah and refuting the deviant sects with regards to that. And there was a great scholar in our time who abridged it or summarized it. Who was that? Al-Shaykh Al-Albani rahimahullah. Yesterday in our previous class, I mentioned that I purchased it here from the library. That's a slip of my tongue. What I meant is the bookstore. The bookstore, not the library. From the bookstore. It's understood, huh? You don't buy from the library. The bookstore. The bookstore, I'm sure. I don't know if they still have it there, but alhamdulillah, the book of Sheikh Al-Albani was there. Mukhtasar al-Ulu. It's in one volume. So he says, al-Dhahabi, rahimahullah, the Sheikh, he said, wa'alaqa alayhi qa'idan. And al-Dhahabi, he mentioned the statement here of Ibn Abd al-Barr. And then he commented on that saying, صَدَقَ وَاللَّهِ. He told the truth, Ibn Abd al-Barr. He told the truth, وَاللَّهِ. فَإِنَّ مَنْ تَأَوَّلَ سَعِرَ الصِّفَاتِ وَحَمَلَ مَا وَرَدَ مِنْهَا عَلَى مَجَازِ الْكَلَامِ أَدَّاهُ ذَلِكَ السَّلَبُ إِلَى تَعْطِيلَ الرَّبِّ When يُشَبِّهَ الْمَعْدُومِ. He says, ذَهَبِ transmitted in al-Ulu and commented, by Allah he spoke the truth. For whoever interprets all of the attributes and carries them upon figurative language, this negation leads them to denying the Lord altogether and to likening him to non-existence. كَمَا نَقَلَ أَنْ حَمَادْ إِبْنْ زَيْدْ أَنَّهُ قَالْ. Just like also Al-Dhahabi, he transmitted in the same work from Hamad ibn Zayd. Hamad ibn Zayd, he died in 179, I think in the same year of Imam Malik, rahimahullah. Hamad ibn Zayd, from the great scholars. For there's two, Hamad ibn Salam and Hamad ibn Zayd. They're known as Al-Hamadan. Just like the Sufyan ibn Uyayna and Sufyan Athawri, Sufyanan. Hamad ibn Zayd, he says, rahimahullah, مَثِلُ الْجَهْمِيَّةِ كَقَوْمٍ قَالُوا. the parable of the Jahmiyyah, and the Mu'tila, those who deny the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jalla, they're the parable of a people. They said, "Fi darina nakhla," in our house is a palm tree. Qila laha sa'f, qalu la. Qila falaha karab, qalu la. Qila laha rutab wa kinu, qalu la. Qila falaha saq, qalu la. Qila fama fi darikum nakhla. Fama fi darikum nakhla. This is the example. Hamad ibn Zayd, he says, rahimahullah, the example of the Jahmiyyah is like a people who say, in our house is a date palm. It's asked to them, does it have fronds? They said, no. So does it have stalks? They said, no. Fronds, any leaves, like leaves, the date leaves. Does it have fronds? No. Does it have stalks? No. Said, does it have dates and clusters? No. Said, does it have a trunk? No. Said, then there's no palm tree in your house. A palm tree without leaves, without fronds, a palm tree without stalks, without dates, without clusters, a palm tree without a trunk. There's no palm tree then. That's the attributes of a palm tree, right? If you're going to describe a palm tree, there's a trunk, there's leaves, there's fronds, there's dates, there's clusters. If all these things are not there, then the tree is not there. You understand? This is the example of the Jahmiyyah and the description of Allah Azza wa Jal. والمعنى أن من نفى عن الله الصفات فإن حقيقة أمره نفي المعبود إذ لا يتصور وجود ذات مجردة من جميع الصفات. And the meaning is that whoever denies the attributes of Allah, the reality of this matter is the denial of the very one worshipped. For it is inconceivable for a being to exist entirely stripped of all attributes. ولهذا قال ابن قيم في المقدمة التي بين يدي قصيدته النونية. And for this reason, Ibn Qayyim, he mentioned an introduction of his poem, An-Nuniyah. فَالْمُشَبِّهُ يَعْبُدُ صَنَمًا وَالْمُعَطِّلُ يَعْبُدُ عَدَمًا وَالْمُوَحِّدُ يَعْبُدُ إِلَهًا وَاحِدًا صَمَدًا لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٌ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. The Mushabbih, the one who resembles Allah to the creation, worships an idol. And the Mu'attil, the one who negates and denies the attributes, he worships nothingness, any void. But the Muwahid, the person of Tawheed, he worships one God, the true God, As-Samid, the self-sufficient master. There is nothing like unto him, and he is the all-hearer, the all-seer. وَقَالَ أَيْضًا, and he mentioned likewise, رحمه الله, Ibn Qayyim, قَلْبُ الْمُعَطِّرُ مُتَعَلِّقٌ بِالْعَدَمِ فَهُوَ أَحْقَرُ الْحَقِيرُ فَهُوَ أَحْقَرُ الْحَقِيرُ وَقَلْبُ الْمُشَبِّهِ عَابِدٌ لِلصَّنَمِ الَّذِي قَدْ نُحِتَ بِالتَّصْوِيرِ وَالتَّقْدِيرِ والموحد قلبه متعبد لمن ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير. And Ibn Qayyim, he also mentioned, rahimahullah, that the heart of the mu'attil is attached to non-existence, and thus he is the most despicable of things. And thus it is, and his heart is the most despicable of things. And the heart of the mushabbih is devoted to an idol carved out by imagination and estimation. But the heart of the muwahid, the sahih person of al-Tawheed, is devoted to the one whom there is nothing like him. There is nothing like unto him. And he is the all-hearer, the all-seer. And he is the all-hearer, the all-seer. Alhamdulillah. So it's clear the methodology of Ahl-Sunnah with regards to affirming the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With regards to affirming the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We affirm them in the manner that they have come. We affirm them in the manner that Allah He affirmed them for Himself in His book, subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the manner that His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has affirmed them as well. Al-imraruha bila kayf, yani ithbatuha bila kayf. We affirm them without asking how. We know the meaning, the Arabic language, we know what hearing means, we know what seeing means, we know what knowledge means, we know what mercy means, we know what life means, we know what substance providing means. We know what power means, we know what intention means, we know what will means, we know what hands means, we know what face means, we know what feet means, we know what fingers means, we know what these words mean, that Allah has described Himself with, but laysa kamithlihi shay, but there's nothing resembling or like unto Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we will never deny something that Allah He affirmed for Himself. And we will never resemble Allah to the creation. And there's no tashbih in the Qur'an and the Sunnah. You understand? There's no tashbih in the Quran and the Sunnah. This is from a deviant heart that would read these texts and not understand anything except for that which is like the creation, except for that which is like the creation. Even from the creation, for example, in the Jannah, there are things that have the same name, but they're different in reality. The fruits and the delights in paradise, they'll have the same name, but the reality is different. They'll have the same name, but the reality is different. You understand that? So this is something that's clear. This is something that's clear. So alhamdulillah, we make al-ithbat bila tamthil. Bila tamthil. We make ithbat bila tamthil. And we make tanzih bila ta'thil. So we affirm the attributes without making tahrif wala ta'thil. Wala takyif wala tamthil. Tahrif is to distort the meaning, to change the letters or the context, or to change the i'rab, the syntax, or to change the meaning of the word altogether. We don't do that. We don't do that. One of the deviant, they asked one of the reciters, Abu Amr, I think, one of the known reciters who transmitted the book of Allah with which the recitation is known. He asked him to recite the statement of Allah, وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَقْلِيمًا. He said to him, وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَقْلِيمًا. He said, no, you have to recite it, وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهَ مُوسَى تَقْلِيمًا. This is what he said. He said, read it like this, وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهَ مُوسَى تَقْلِيمًا. So he wants to change the Arab. He wants to change the Arab, which changes the meaning. And this is the beauty of the Arabic language. There's the Arab. And the Arab, yani alif sah, wal idhar, wal ibana, to clarify. So the meanings are clarified by the proper Arab. And if the Arab is changed, then the meaning will change. Then the meaning will change. So the verse reads properly, وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَقْلِيمًا. And Allah, He spoke to Musa directly with speech. But whenever you change the beautiful name of Allah, Allah, from having a dhamma to having a fatha, now it gives the meaning that Musa spoke to Allah. وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهَ مُوسَى تَقْلِيمًا. And Musa spoke to Allah. This is how he said, read it like this. Read it like this. You know what he said? He said, imagine I read it like this. What are you going to say to the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal? وَكَلَّمَهُ رَبُّهُ. وَكَلَّمَهُ رَبُّهُ. What are you going to say to that one? You can't change that one. Because now the pronoun here is referring to Musa. And the Lord is clearly the Allah, the one performing the action of speaking. There's no way to misinterpret this one. وَكَلَّمَهُ رَبُّهُ. You can't misinterpret this one. This one's very clear. This one's very clear. You understand? So he's finished. He's finished. And so even if we said, okay, we read it that way, Musa spoke to his Lord. What about this one? And his Lord spoke to him. You can't change that one. You can't change that one. So they make efforts and they try, and they lose, and they lose. So we should not be deceived from these affairs. This is how they make tahrif. They make tahrif by sometimes changing the i'rab like this, or they'll actually change the letter. They'll add letters to it. Like they'll say istaw al istiwa, thumma istawa al arsh. They say istawla. They add a lam. They add a lam. Just like the Jews, they added a noon. قَالُوا حِنْطَ. They're supposed to say حُطَ. حُطَ عَنَّا ذُنُوبِنَا. قَالُوا حِنْطَ. They came up with the word حِنْطَ. إِشْهَدَ. This is what they said. They added a letter to it. Yani because they're so devious. They're so persistent in rebellion. That they act like they understand. They bring some words like this, changing the context, changing the revelation, distorting the words. يُحَرِّفُونَ الْكَلِمَ أَمَوَاضِئِهِ. So the Mu'attila and those who do this, they make this tahrif, their salaf in this is the Jews. Their salaf in this are the Jews. وَلِيَذَ بِاللَّهِ. You understand that? They're the ones who distort the text from the proper understanding. They distort the words. They change the letters. لَيَنْ بِأَلْسِنَاتِهِمْ وَطَعْنَا فِي الدِّينِ. This is how they do it. This is how they do it. This is a deviant way. وَلِيَذَ بِاللَّهِ. So they will add a letter. Istawla. Istawla. They say istiwa la istawla. Like this. And then they deviate and they play games with the text in this manner. This is called tahrif. They try to make it sound good, ta'wil. But the ta'wil is in reality tahrif. They're distorting the words either directly by adding letters or taking away letters, changing the structure of the word itself, or by distorting the i'rab, the context, changing the letter of the i'rab and the likes like this, and thus changing the meaning, or by misinterpreting the text altogether, saying that this word means something else, saying that al-yad, it means quwwah, for example, as we have seen, al-yad, it means quwwah. So ma manaka an tasjuda lima khalaqtu biyaday, yani biquwwatay. What prohibited you, O Iblis, from prostrating before the one I created with my two hands, meaning with my two powers? So Allah has two powers, huh? Like this, is this the case? And then, is this not here a special quality? Any special quality for Adam that the rest of the creation doesn't have? A special quality for Adam, alayhi salam, that the rest of the creation doesn't have, is that Allah created him with his hands. So what's so special about that to say, oh, Allah, what I created, Allah created Adam with his two powers. Didn't he create all of the creation with his power? And subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah, he created all of the creation with his power. So there's no specific good quality above the rest of the creation if hands means power in creating Adam with the hands. So this is in praise of Adam, showing his status and a preference that Allah gave him. Khasais, min khasais Adam, and Allah khalaqahu biyadayhi. Tabaraka wa ta'ala. Understand that from the special qualities of Adam that the rest of the creation does not have, a virtue that he has over the creation is that Allah created him with his hands. So if we interpret hands to means power, then there's no special quality anymore because the entire creation was created with the power of Allah Azza wa Jal. So this is falsehood. This is falsehood. Even whenever Adam and Musa, yatahadani, whenever they're debating, Musa came to him to argue with him. And he said to him, alayhi salatu was salam, anta Adam, alladhi khalaqaka Allahu bi yaday. You Adam, the one who created Allah, alladhi khalaqahu Allahu bi yaday, the one who Allah created with his hands? He said, yes. And he's emphasizing that this is the special. You're Adam, the one who Allah created with his hands? Huh? You understand that? This means that this is something that's very great. This is a great quality that Adam he has, a special quality and virtue he has over the rest of the people. Even Musa, he's acknowledging this whenever he's debating with him. So what virtue is it then if there's no hands and hands means power? We understand this point. So this is just any one aspect. And there's many different aspects to clarify the falsehood of these deviant who misinterpret the text. But if you listen to them and you sit in their company and you hear their words, you very much so might be deviated. You might be tried by them. Because these people, they study sciences that and knowledge like rhetoric and philosophy, that they learn how to convince people to follow them and to believe in lies. This is the meaning of al-falsafa. Al-falsafa ilm al-iqna'. Philosophy is a knowledge of making people al-iqna'. What does that mean? Huh? Convince, of convincing people. You want they learn how to convince you of something. He can make you believe the sky is green, for example. He can convince you and go back and forth to you until you'll be like, it is green. Wow, I've never seen that before. What is actually green? Like they'll convince you like this. And there's a story, Sheikh Abdul Razak, he mentioned about this, Hafidhullah Allah, that a young man, he came to his father, any Muslim, a young man, he came to his father after he graduated from the College of Philosophy, and he got a degree in philosophy. So he's sitting with his father, and they're at the table, they have food, and he's telling him, Abi, alhamdulillah, I graduated today, and I got my degree, and this and this and that. He's like, what actually is the major? He said, philosophy. He said, what's that? He said, this is ilm al-iqna'. This is ilm al-iqna'. He said, this is knowledge of convincing people. His father, he says, convincing? What do you mean? He said, let me make an example for you. He said, you see this chicken that we're eating right here? With the knowledge that I learned, I can convince you that there's not one chicken here, but there's two. His father and his fitrah, he said, oh yeah, that's right. He said, okay, well, I'll keep this one and you can have the other one and your knowledge that you learned. I'll keep this one and you can have the other one. The second one that you can have that one and the knowledge that you learned also. Keep it all. Yani the sound mind and the fitrah, you don't have to have yani to be a scholar and the likes to realize the falsehood of this. But if you listen to them, they use big words and they use these things that they're gonna, yeah, they make, oh, this guy is really talking about something serious, and maybe you'll be digging what the other bidda. Alhamdulillah, with that, we have completed what the author mentioned with regards to Al-Iman Billah. Inshallah, in our next class, we'll continue reading the questions what he has, beginning with the next pillar. What is that? Al-Iman bi Al-Malaika. Al-Iman bil Malaika. And then after that, the Kutub wa Rusul wa Yawm al-Akhir. And in the issues that he mentions, rahimahullah, some of them are detailed and beneficial, very beneficial. And with regards to these pillars of faith, inshallah, we continue from where we left off in our class tomorrow. If we go back, we've taken the narration of Imam Malik rahimahullah. Whenever the man he came and he asked about istiwa, Ar-Rahman ala al-Arsh istawa, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahman ala al-Arsh istawa, kayfa istawa, kayfa istawa. The man, he said, Allah, he says, the most gracious, he rose above the throne. Made istiwa above the throne. How did he make istiwa? Imam Malik, rahimahullah, he responded with the most, with the most amazing answer, precise, likewise. And he said, rahimahullah, al-istiwa'u ma'lum. Al-istiwa'u ma'lum. The istiwa is known. Wa kayfu majhul. And how, the how it occurred is unknown. What iman bihi wajib, and to believe in it is an obligation. Was su'alu anhu bid'ah, and to ask about how is an innovation. So what does he mean, rahimahullah? Al-istiwa'u ma'lum. Al-istiwa'u ma'lum. What does that mean? The istiwa is known. The word itself, the meaning of the word. The meaning of the word al-istiwa, this is known. We know what al-istiwa means. It means al-ritifa' wal-ulu. In the Arabic language, this is what it means. So when he says al-istiwa ma'lum, it's ma'lum, we know the meaning of this word in the Arabic language. The translation means to go up, to elevate, to rise. To go up, to elevate, to rise. This is the meaning, or the translation of the meaning in English. In the Arabic language, it means al-ulu wal-irtifa, wal-su'ud. To elevate, to rise, to go up. And then he said, rahimahullah, wal-kayfu. Wal-kayfu majhul. And as for how, the how is unknown. The how is unknown. What does he mean by that?
No one knows how.
Why not?
Because
we were not informed. Because this is from the affairs of the unseen, right? This is from the affairs of the unseen. So in order to know something, you have to see it. Or you have to see something that's resembling it, that resembles it. Either you see the thing itself, or you see something that resembles it, and then you can try to make a comparison to realize it. Or you have someone inform you who is reliable. This is the way, this is the turuq al-idrak. You're going to either see it yourself and understand it, or you don't see it yourself, but you see something like it, right? And now you're understanding. For example, some new building. Some new super tall skyscraper. It's going like this and going like that. So you've seen it. No, I haven't seen it. What about the one you've seen, the one in Dubai? Yeah, oh, it's like that one, but it has this one. Right? So now you can comprehend in your mind and get an idea what the one over here looks like. You understand? Not because you've seen it, but you've seen something that you can compare it to it. Wadih? Or you haven't seen that, nor that, but there's somebody who's reliable describing it for you. Well, you understand? This is how you understand something. So we haven't seen Allah. And we haven't seen nothing comparable to Allah, because there is nothing like unto Him. Right? So the only way we can speak about Allah is with information. Reliable information. Where does that come from? And from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the Quran and the Sunnah. And the Quran and the authentic Sunnah. So this is how we know our Lord, from the Quran and from the Sunnah. So then Allah, He didn't tell us how. He told us that He rose above the throne. He revealed the Quran in the clear Arabic language. Huh? Bilisan and Arabian Mubin in the clear Arabic language. And He made the revelation, Huda Nidnas, guidance for mankind, Basair, clear signs, evidences, right? Clear. And He ordered us to ponder and reflect over His words, أَفَلَيْتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنِ. Right? So how can we ponder over something that doesn't, we don't know the meanings for? How can you ponder over something if you don't know the meaning? So we have to know the meaning in order to ponder. So we know the meanings of the words of the Qur'an. Because it's clear, and it's clear every language. But as for how it is with regards to our Lord, we don't know. Even like the angels, their wings, how they are, we don't know. Right? 2, 3, and 4. Some wings, some angels they have 2 wings, the others they have 3, the others they have 4. He's got 2, we can see, we can imagine. One on the right, one on the left. What about the one he's got 3? Where's the 3rd one at? This is with the creation of Allah. We can't even comprehend how it is. You understand? So how about the creator of creation, Tabaraka wa ta'ala? We can't comprehend, except what he has informed us. So he told us that he made al-istiwa, and we know what al-istiwa means, but he didn't tell us how, so we don't know how. We did not know how it is. But al-iman bihi wajib. What does that mean? To believe in it is an obligation. Why?
Because Allah said that about himself.
So to believe in it is an obligation. You understand? وَسُؤَالُ عَنْهُ بِدَعٍ. And to ask about it is an innovation. Why? Because the Sahaba and those after them, they didn't ask how. What did they do? أَمَرُوهَا كَمَا جَاءَتْ بِلَا كَيْفٍ. They affirmed them as they came without asking how. They affirmed them as they came on their parent meeting and they accepted that. Alhamdulillah. And they didn't ask how. مَا عَدِمْنَا خَيْرٌ مِّن رَب�ٍّ يَضْحَكُ. قَالْ إِنَّ رَبَّكِ يَضْحَكُ. Indeed, your Lord laughs. He said, مَا عَدِمْنَا خَيْرٌ مِّن رَبِّن يَضْحَكُ. Whenever. He didn't say, how does he laugh? What do you mean he laughed? He said, we'll never be out of the goodness if from a Lord that laughs. And he accepted it automatically. He accepted Allah, he laughs. Our Lord laughs. We'll never be out of goodness. We'll never be left from goodness from a Lord who laughs. And he took it with complete faith. And then they say, how can he laugh? He doesn't even have, oh, that means he has a throat. That means he has a vocal cords. That means he has tongues. It doesn't say that. He didn't say that. He said, ma adimna khayran min rabbina. We'll never be out of goodness from a Lord who laughs. Hada wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.